Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. When she was young, Dr. Rocio Quiñones dreamed of working in a children's hospital. Today, she's a pediatric dentist at the School of Dentistry, where she works to make sure children see a dentist by age one. She oversees the baby oral health program, which ensures dentists are ready to treat infants and toddlers, setting them up for a lifetime of healthy teeth.
After graduating from the UNC School of Dentistry, Dr. Quiñones' dream was to work in a children's hospital, and today she is a well-known expert in creating pediatric dental programs.
I really wanted to be a pediatric dentist at a children's hospital. I imagined a career doing that, and my dad even wrote me a poem about it when I graduated. However, as my career developed, hospital dentistry became one of the many areas in pediatric dentistry that I have been engaged in. The programs have been a team effort and have focused on prenatal and early childhood oral health. They are called the Prenatal Oral Health Program, also known as POP, and the Baby Oral Health Program, known as BOP. The goals of the programs have been to educate, in the case of POP, prenatal providers and dentists about the safety of caring for pregnant patients and how to collaborate and provide interprofessional care with an emphasis on prevention. For the Baby Oral Health Program, the focus has been on educating the dental team who care for young children, whether they're general dentists or pediatric dentists, on best practices. This has been a pretty exciting time, a new adventure for me. The changing healthcare system and environment certainly calls for health professions to re-examine how best to educate our students who need to be resilient for the next 40 years of their career while having the skills and confidence not just to excel in the current practice models, but help define future ones. Our curriculum here at the UNC School of Dentistry is called ACT, for Advocate, Clinician, and Thinker. I'm extremely lucky to be working with a great team, our Curriculum Innovation Steering Committee, and we have an outstanding and accomplished faculty team that will be the architects of the curriculum. We expect that our first class will begin in the summer of 2021 using this new framework, so we're really excited about this.
The practice of treating children at a young age is a relatively new concept.
The idea that we should be seeing infants and toddlers was actually first introduced by the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry in the mid-80s. It was not until 2003, however, the National Pediatric Medical Guidelines actually mirrored this, what we now call the H1 dental visit. So prior to that, physicians actually recommended that the first dental visit occur at age 3. Another way to think of this is first tooth, first birthday, first visit, with a goal to help promote health and disease prevention. Currently, about 40% of children will begin kindergarten with a history of cavities, a disease that can be preventive. BOP aims to provide oral health professionals with the tools they need to deliver preventive oral health services to children that help shift trajectories of health.
Dr. Quiñones is a staunch advocate of getting started earlier versus waiting a little longer.
There's some pretty compelling evidence that emanated from a professor in economics at the University of Illinois. His name is Dr. James Heckman. He was interested in really understanding the gains to be had by investing early in the life course compared to later. Dr. Heckman actually won the Nobel Prize in 2000 and was able to demonstrate that early investment in human capital actually yields a return that's nearly 3 times greater when focusing on prenatal and early childhood rather than later in the life course. In a world of limited resources and from a societal perspective, this is pretty impactful data and noteworthy to consider.
Getting parents to bring their children to a dentist at a young age remains a challenge, and it often begins through conversations with older members of the family.
There are multiple ways, but among the most effective is educating pediatricians and family physicians to counsel families about oral health beginning when their first tooth emerges into the oral cavity, which is approximately between 6 and 8 months of age. Physicians are often the gateway to referring those children to a dentist, or what we like to call the dental home. In North Carolina, there's been a national leader in this area with a program called Into the Mouth of Babes. The evaluation of this program has been part of a national policy conversation and has helped promote Medicaid reimbursement for physicians to deliver these preventive oral health services in the medical home and refer a child to a dentist. Being engaged with the evaluation component of these programs has been one of my proudest accomplishments in my career.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.